We got the marble cutting.
Okay. Want to begin with the following. We had asked the Kasha yesterday, and so let's answer that Kasha. We'll begin with that. The Shulchan Aruch had paskined that in the end of Simon Shin Sadi Bey Sif Gimel, that someone who had not had fulfilled the mitzvah of Yerivya and had Shiduchin, and then had prepared all the chuppah, and then the brother of the Kala died, who kind of orchestrated the Shidduch and the wedding, it's mutter to get married and be after Shiva. And we were bothered by, at least according to the Psak, the Shach says that you need to have, number one, cool is you have no kids, and number two is that you have a situation where you're going to lose a lot of money. And the Rosh against the Rabbeinu Tam said you need both of those. So we were bothered by what's the reason why you need both of those. So I think Yoni had brought up a point, Nakuda, and I think I added on to that, but I saw the Bani Ashuk was bothered by this Kasha. So let's begin with what his answer is. He wants to say here as follows, and that is that we had mentioned this, wasn't Masber, wasn't embellish it, but the truth of the matter is this case is much different. Why is this case much different? Because here we're talking about the woman was an Avela. The woman was an Avela. If the woman is an Avela, she's not Mechuyiv in Puruvu. But despite the fact she's not Mechuyiv in Puruvu, she has a heter to get married to help out her husband-to-be to fulfill the mitzvah of Puruvu. So that's number one Nekuda that I think I mentioned. And the second Nekuda is what Yoni mentioned, is that here there was a Shiduchin. Now what does Shiduchin mean? That they made a Tanai. That basically, you've chosen to marry this woman. He's Mechuyiv to this marriage. If he doesn't marry that woman, it's really what? He says, right? So in other words, he basically has plugged in to marry this woman through the Tanoim, right? So I think that's what he means here. And therefore, since he's plugged in to marry this woman, you combine that there for Tzmuta to get married. But he says if there was no Shiduchin, even though he says he wants to marry her, it still will be Asa because he can marry another woman. He doesn't have to marry this specific one. So therefore, since he doesn't have to marry this specific one, basically what you have is a double svara. And the double svara being is that, number one is that you haven't what? She hasn't fulfilled, she doesn't have a chiyuv puruvu, she wants to help the guy out. Plus the fact, number two, there was shiduchim, so therefore, because of that, we want to add on that lamaisa was because, he already been making the tzarchi achuppah. And when we push off the wedding, we're pushing off the wedding for 7 days. We're not pushing it off for 30 days. So the assumption is there's not going to be a hefsid in pushing it off for 7 days. So because of all those things, that's why Sif Gimel is going to be different. Okay, I'll be din. And that's in the Bani Ashulchan, Omid Shin Yud Beis, Sif Katan Lamed Vav. So Baruch Hashem, I was happy he asked this cash, and that's the hesber he wants to give. Yes, Daniel.
According to the second reason, since we don't do Tanayim at the time of the Shidduch, at the time of the engagement.
Yeah, so maybe you wouldn't. Be different. Maybe you'd be different. You wouldn't allow it. Maybe he seems to say you have all these reasons. I'll be in. Plus the fact, the third reason is that you already been making all the suda, all the tzorki achuppah. So because of that, lamaisa, that's why we allow all these things. But that's what the machaber. Because in Sif Beis, he says if we didn't fulfill peruvu, it's what did they have via and get married and get via talk shloshim. Here he says, no, you need, here he says, you have a heter peruvu, so the chiddush is, but she really, what, she's the avela, she's not mechuyiv peruvu. So therefore, it's not as strong. So you add on the shiduchim, you add on the tzorki achuppah, and therefore that's the hesber you have to say. Okay, that was the first ha'ara I wanted to point out. Okay, second ha'ara, I wanted to just point out, we didn't have a chance yet, so this goes back to the din. In the Emek Bracha, this goes back to the din about, we said a few days ago, when we were doing Kviyas Amita and sitting on the floor, in Amud Kufman Beis Os Gimel, the Emek Bracha points out from the Gears of the Tour and the Rabban and Moikon Daf Chavches, Amr of Yudah, Maravi Nain, Lovel Shin Yireh, Shin Rishai, Leishav Agabi Mita, El Agabi Aretz. Should sit on the ground. We said, Dechsev Yishpu also La'aretz. Does that have to be Dafka on the ground? So here then Mikbracha says a chiddush I want you to get. He says Dafka Yeshiva Zasser. But to do smicha, to recline and lean on a bed or a soft saw, that's okay. Because we find that Taisa says in Svachim and Daf Yutes that leaning on something, granted it's not an amida, but it's also not called a yeshiva. And in a situation where you don't need amida, you need a shiva, the Rabbanan Asa, like Ein Yeshiva Bazar, Lamachos Bez David Bilvad, it's mutter to do smicha. So here he wants to say also, would it be mutter for the what? Would it be mutter for the fellow to do smicha or not? Al pi halacha. You're not allowed to sit on the what? On the bed. You're not allowed to sit on the safsar. Are you allowed to be somech on the safsar? Yes, he writes. Al pi din, because smicha would not be considered to be a shiva al gabi a safsar. Okay, that's the second har I wanted to mention. Number three, the third har I want to mention is an amud shin hei in the Bodei HaShulchan. We didn't point this out yesterday, but I want to point it out now, and that is that when we talked about the heter of Bia, Lamais and Nisuin went along with that. Al pi din. Okay? We said if the wife dies, it's Asalisa Cher Chacharov Lo Shlosha Regalim. Okay? So if the whole issue is the whole issue, if you hold the Mahalach that Shtei Mitis, Shtei Deis Bemita, we had two Mahalachim yesterday. Either it was Alvelis or Shtei Deis Bemita, like the Taisvis. So why can't they get married? Just let them get married before the Shlosh Regalim. The Biyak shouldn't be there after Shlosh Regalim. If you hold them out, stay day is Bemita, why are you worried about Nisuin? So he bothered by this Kasha, and he just points out, because Allah Lamaisa, lessed the Biyak, also got Nisuin. Because the Nisuin is always, you know, always set over with the Biyak. Everyone knows, I call Yonim Kala Lama Nichnasu L'chupa, Ksubis Chesu, and Bezi quotes here. So since they're very much linked and associated, so therefore, halacha l'maisa, we're not just going to what? We're not going to, you know, aser what? Aser bia, but nisun would be mutter tok shlosh regalim. The nisun goes with the bia. So nisun and bia will not be allowed to after shlosh regalim. Okay. That's the third horror that I wanted to mention regarding that din as well. Okay. Let's continue now where we left off yesterday. And that was, let's continue now, we left off yesterday, and that's regarding the halacha of an oval yitziyah min kaiman, in Shin Sadi Gimel. So we're in the middle of Shin Sadi Gimel, okay? The two are quotes from the Evel Rabasi, halacha l'maisa, in Siv Beis, we're up to Siv Beis. The two are quoted from the Evel Rabasi. Aval Shavua Rishon Eni Yotzim Pesach Beiso. The first week he shouldn't leave his house. Afil Lishmo Brachas Achupo Brachas Amile. So that's the first week. Avagos says the Rama Miu Ameka Lotzis Belaila Neatzorach Lohifsin. We said there's no problem to go out Belaila Neatzorach Lohifsin. That's why we said the Emek Bracha asked why didn't he say what Ajiyichel Regel Minashuk. We said that at the end of Shir yesterday. He was bothered by this. In fact, the Torah's autumn is the mucker. Why was then that quoted, he said? Okay? Or Chachumas Adeshin, I believe, is the mucker, not the Torah's autumn. I'm sorry. So the Ramon says, that's to do business. Lamaisa, Chutz Lebeso, Hainadavka Latal, Lamaso Matan. Avim Sholach, Msholach Moshel Akrov. If the ruler sent after him, O shitzarech leilich v'derech o l'shardvar matzichim lo harbei ki gon davar avod mutter lo lotzes. If he needs to go out, it's mutter lo lotzes. Chein nogim v'din in the sandal we discussed. Okay, so that's the first week. Okay? Shnia yaitze in the Bari HaShulchan points out here just on that din of Moshel. When he says the Moshel is, when he said that the Moshel is calling you, right? What did he see when, what did he say when he was, the Moshel? So what he said is that we're talking about because he has a breira shalol leilich, and the moshul would not get angry at him. Even that's mutter. Obviously, he's going to be angry at you. You're for sure mutter to go. Okay, so talking about a situation that you, if you need to go, you can go. What do you do the second week? Shnia yotzim and yoshivim komo v'nei medaber. Second, you go out to the shul and you sit there. Lomais, you don't sit in your place. And you don't speak. Shlishi's third week, Yoshim Kama Enim Adabri. You sit in your place and don't speak. Here the Ramah says, Agah. Vimrotzel Eloishu Bim Kama B'Shavua Shlishi's Ladaver HaRashus Biyoto. If the person doesn't want to sit in his Bim Kama, he doesn't feel he's comfortable already by the third week, So what you can do, you can you don't have to sit in your place and speak. You don't have to, Allah Lomais. Okay. So he doesn't have to if he doesn't want to. Bakshov says the Ramon Nogin Shin Yoshim Koman Koshloshim Val Aviv Yimal Koshlimas Archodish. Very interesting the way he says it. Arminig is, says the Ramah, all Shloshim Sharkrov, you don't sit in your place. Val Aviv Yimal Koshlimas Archodish. Mean Laminig is at Iker. The minig is there is no then first he says there's no Iker to this minig. Nevertheless, he says, and don't change from the minig. He called makam lefim in hagol. So it's interesting. First, he says there's no ikar to this minig. Then he says, and leshadus min a minig, and everyone's makam lefim in hagol. Revi sarik kashar kol adam. The fourth week is like any other person. Afilu al shalmu shlosh shvuos kigon shemes bem shvuah miad kishakol also shvuah. When that week finishes, shnayim shakrav chashiv shvuah abo revi. That's already considered to be the next week. So this brings us into Sif Gimel. Let's get it. Ha'avol eni yotzu b'chol v'sakneset l'avol v'shabes yotzu v'chin v'samedesh. V'anu nogin sh'b'chol yom kriyas ha'tori yotzu v'sakneset. Ha'gom nonu seil nogin sh'en yotzu v'shabes v'avol moyo l'bal bris l'akar shloshim z'bal v'beisul. V'beisul meaning the house of the one of the bay. Sh'mevin ha'tinok l'mul ho'ylech ha'avol v'sakneset z'avol tok shloshim l'yotzu. Elim kein ein mol akar b'ir. Yesh mekilin filo tok shloshim. That's Asr. Chekol Dover, it's as far as the Rav Lokar or Zeruda Matir Stam. Chekol Dover Mitzvah, Shev Shalasuz Blahav, Mutalo Latsis Lakamisan Mitzvah. And then in Sif Dalid, we'll go over it all. Hanogim Shem Avel Mishlo Shanis Makomis Knesses Bishabis Yafe Mosim, Hagol Yesh Omrim, Shigamishabis Shanam Makomik and Aminik Poshim, Aim Lashanis Aminik. So let's start with that and we'll go through. Let's get it. There's a fundamental machlokes machaber ma on Shabbos. Do you have to change your makom? During the week, you change your makom or you daven. So the machaber says you should not do that on Shabbos. Go back to your old makom, yafeim also, because that's a statement of Elis Beferesi. Comes along the Ramon, he says he thinks it's wrong. That even on Shabbos, you're mishan mekoimon. Because according to the Ramon, we're going to get into this more, seems to say that that's not a statement of Elis Beferesi. Changing the makom on Shabbos is not considered to be an avodas b'peres. Now, Yaakov, he asked me about all these things, and I was asked, in other words, all these things we said on Sukkot Torah about dancing and doing Oshanis, and you know, if you daven for the Yom, let's say on Yom Narayim, and you're avodah that year, the minig is you don't do it. Aren't those all things of avodas on Yom Tov? They're statements of avodas, no? So Rav Simon Shlita told me that from Abadi Shlita, he also was bothered by what we're saying. He doesn't like any of these minhagim. He doesn't like any of these minhagim. Because that's a statement of us. I'm not saying to change the minute. The minute is we do it. But I'm just saying, what I want to add here and bring out here is that maybe all these things stem from a machlekes to the machaber Ramah here. In other words, according to the Ramah Lamaisa, these types of things on Shabbos and Yom Tov are not statements overtly. He doesn't view them for some reason. He doesn't, and the machaber does. So maybe many minhagim of Ashkenazim have this minute that you know the guy doesn't dance, the guy doesn't do the walk around the Oshanas. Guy with down for the Yomud regularly, Yom Narayim doesn't do it. Somehow, according to the Ramah, maybe it all stems from here. He didn't view that as avelis before Hesed. Whereas the Machaber did, perhaps. And Lamaisa, like we said, taking the trips and things of that sort, you asked me on Cholomoy, Pashup shot that one. I don't know if there would be a base on Mishta, but maybe it would also go into this discussion here. Certainly, according to the Machaber, I think the question is that considered to be avelis b'fres? Like I asked Rav Schechter Shlita, I daven for the Yom Shabbos morning Pesukah de Zimra in the shul. So that's the way when we start the shul, we make sure we start on time. So I always have continued that Shabbos morning. So I asked them during usually minigas of Oval doesn't daven for the Yom on Shabbos. So I asked them, what about now that I'm an Oval? He said, if I don't daven for the Yom, that's avelis b'fres. So there he thought that was avelis b'fres. So I'm saying the Hagdar is very unclear here, but it seems. But I wanted to bring it to the point here. This machlekes machaber Ramah. This act of moving your makom, is that considered to be a statement of avelis b'fresh or not? And that's the. I'm not saying we're not changing the minig. I'm just saying we want to note it, Lamaisa. We want to note it that particular din. So it's interesting that in the Bodei Ashulchan here, if you look in the Bodei Ashulchan here, he points out very interesting, Lamaisa. He points out here about this concept about changing the makom. He points out, and I'm not exaggerating, six different reasons, Amud Shin Lamed Aleph, to this beer lamaisa in the Ramah. Okay? That on Shabbos, you Mishanim and Kaimah. He has six different svaras. Okay? One, the first reason he points out, and the Shach quotes the first two, is that this is not considered before Hesia, because the Avelis is not Nikar Kokach. Many times people change their places in Shul. It's no big deal. Number two, he says that even if you sit and you think it's considered Avelis before Hesia, listen to this. We only ask for things Avelis before Hesia on Shabbos, only those dinim of Avelis that were Noeg Rak Betoch Shiva, which is Usher. It's nearer your Noeg Avelis on Shabbos, because Avelis Yishon, so it's more Avelis. Because you're going basically what you did on Shabbos. Avelis to Shiva is Usher to show on Shabbos. But the dinim are Noeg that after Shiva even, are Noeg even the Shabbos even for Esya. Interesting. The Isser of Avelis on Shabbos is only Avelis of the brand of Shiva. But of Avelis that extends after Shiva, that's okay. And this lasts after Shiva. That's a second svara that he gives. The Shach has two reasons. Then he gives a third reason. He wants the taina, Allah lamaisa. He wants the taina that it's possible to say, based on a Gemara Baba Basra and Daf Kuf, that they're doing this l'kvod the oval. They're doing this l'kvod the oval, and that's not considered to be in the Isser. If you're doing this l'kvod the oval, they have like special makomis for the oval lamaisa, and therefore that's not considered to be something that is what. Only a mice of Avel is Asr Fasi, but some of you do look for it, almost not considered an Asr. So there's a Makam Yukhan in the Shul, Yeshivas Avel, and that's not considered to be a problem. That's what he wants to tain it. That's a third reason, Allah la mice. Okay? Fourth reason he wants to tain it is that it could very well be that it's a din of Nichum Avel, which we paskin, we learn, is Mutar on Shabbos, according to Basila, right? But Koshi Yatiru, Shabbos Yud Bezim and Alf. But he wants to know that, to tell everyone, Tamat Mishana Mekoyma, that people should know he's a novel, the Kambi Menachemin. Fifth reason, he quotes a Radbaz that says in Simon Tofrei Shamach Beis that the oval's wearing shoes, it's Mara that he's not an oval. So, Bechiai Gavnech, not Shach, Isser Shinu Mekoma Mitam Avelis before Esyev. Because the Gemara says in Yemoy Konchov Dalanach that they didn't ask Rativis Rosh when you have Menalayim, when you're wearing leather shoes, because it shows that you're not an oval. So he wants to say the same thing. You're wearing regular shoes, Lamaisa. You're wearing regular shoes, it's not considered to be what? That's not considered to be a problem. Of Avelis before Esyev, if you're wearing regular shoes. Okay, then Nasra Tifas Rosh, if a guy is wearing leather shoes on Shabbos. Gemara Moy Kotten Anchov, Dalad Amanav. And number six, the Maram Lublinen, Chuvasim and Kufnan Zion, is Masbir, Halach Lamaisa, that if the Avelis started before Shabbos, then we have no problem of Mignoik Sas Divri Avelis B'Shabbos. As long as it's not Avelis Gomer. Because you need Shivya Me Avelis and you need the Shabbos counts. So therefore you have to be Noik something Alpidin. So therefore, Allah Lomaisi wants to taina that that's your fulfillment in this particular din. Allah Lomaisi. Okay? That's the fulfillment of this particular din. You have to do something. Shvarchal Avelis Kodim Shabbos, Enim Nimnoim Lingol Tzatim Avelis B'Shabbos. As long as it's not Avelis Gomer. So sitting there, Avelim B'Makam Avelim, Halacha L'Maisa would fulfill that halacha. So those are six different svaras that he points out for the Ramah Alpidim. One sec, Yoni. So that's what we have this machlokes. But what I want to say, Yaakov, is maybe this is all these different minhagim we pointed out, L'Maisa. Maybe it might stem from the Mechaber Ramah somehow. In the Ramah's purview, we didn't view these as statements of Avelis Bafrasya. The guy that's not dancing in the Simchas Torah. The guy's not doing Oshanas. The guy, even though at first glance it's quite difficult. You know what I mean? You have a guy who davens for the Yomun, if Yom Nerayim for 40 years and now he's an Oval. He can't, doesn't daven for the Yomun. Isn't that a statement of Avelis Bafrasya? Not supposed to do that in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, no. Guys, everyone's dancing show. This one guy's on the side. This one guy is always the one who holds the Sefer Torah for Oshanas. That's not Avelis Bafrasya. So that's why he didn't like this minhagim. But what we want to be mechadish, maybe this stems somehow from the statement of the Mechaber Ramah. Maybe. And maybe one of those six reasons you could plug into, you know, these unhuggies. Yes, Yaakov. Let me just finish up and we'll get to finish this simon up. We'll get to Yoni and Yaakov. Let me just get to this. The tour here quotes 3 days. Let's get it. Halacha l'maisa. Because we learned the Ramah that if you're allowed to go up a lot of Makam Tzarek, Lo Hifsid, Shumas Adeshin. And you could go out there, Latorah Harbe, Kamodar Alvin. We point out yesterday, if you have to drive in the car, you go late when everyone's off the street. But the 3 days of Rishon, I want you to get this. The Ritzkeyah says you're able to go to Shul, even Bechol. The Ravid says you're not even able to go to Shul. You're not even able to go to Shul, even on Shabbos, the other polar, other extreme. And the Torah writes on Kol Itzasar on Shabbos, Tolim the Minig. And the Rosh says the Minig in Ashkenaz is that you go on Shabbos, Asar Bechol. The Beis Yosef says you should go out whenever there's Kriyas HaTorah. That's what the Mechaber said in Sif Gimel. Shabbos, Monday and Thursday. If you're not going to have a minion, Lamaisim. If you're not going to have Kriyas HaTorah in the house, so you should go Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos. The Ramah says only on Shabbos, not any other day. And the Pesach Chuv and Sifkan Beis quotes the Chochmas Adam, where you can't make a minion in the Beis Avol. You can go to Shul. And the Magen Ram says, B'chol Mikro, you're not allowed to go to the Beis HaKnesses. Rakim Yesh Minyan B'chatzeiro Mutter. Magen Ram does not like him going to Shul, even if there's no minion. But you should make the minion B'chatzer, around your house. That's Taka Mutter. But he doesn't want him to go to Shul at all. Al Pi Din. Now, this Mechaber is this Ramah that we said that on Shabbos, is the Chiyuv to, not Mechaber, the Ramah, to Mishana Makom and Shul, Lamaisa, is from the Nemuka Yosef, and the Beis Yosef has a point commenter. If you saw, he says Yashu Koyach to those that are not Mishana Makom and B'Shabbos, because it's like Avelis Beforesia. So the Mechaber wishes Yashu Koyach to those who don't. So it's an interesting din al pi halacha. Now, as we said, it's a machleisma. What did the Shach and Taz hold? The Shach and Sifkan Zion says on Shabbos you should be Mishana Makomim. And the Pesachei Tshuva quotes her from the Maram Lublin in Sifkan Zion that if someone has a mace beregel, you should not be Mishana Mekoimut. You should not be Mishana Mekoimut. Why is that? Because the Avelis really hasn't yet started. And the question is, but Dvarim Shebetzin are Noeg. So is this Dvarim Shebetzin or not? So in the Ramah's purview, I would have said it's called Dvarim Shebetzin. So I would have said the Ramah said you should be Mishana Mekoimut. So this Pesachei Tshuva Maram Lublin, I think. We want to suggest that seems to go with the Mechaber, not the Ramah. The Mechaber would also say you should be Mishana Mekoimah, because Dvarim Shebetzin, you know it makes a little mace for regal, right? So I want you to point that Pesachei Tshuva Sukkot Zayin seems to go with the Mechaber, Mahalach of the Mechaber, not like the Ramah. What is the definition of Shinui Makom? The Pesachei Tshuva writes Arba Amos. Arba Amos al Pi Din. Shinui Makom helps 6 feet al Pi Halacha. And if you're a Rav, you try to do the best you can to get the 6 feet in, but you should also do something to change on the beam or wherever you're sitting, to signify that you are an oval. Now, what's the dinim about the moil? Let's finish that up, then we'll get to the kashas.
What does Rav mean by that? To do something?
Yeah. In other words, if he's on the left side, go on the right side. If he's on the right side, go on the left side. Even if he can't move 6 feet, he should do some type of change to signify he's in
avails. No other hecker is needed. Man, just
No, I'm talking about the shinui makom. Okay. Yeah, okay. He should. He's got to sit, you know, like where the Rav should sit, but he should change where he normally sits a little bit. Try to do 6 feet. Try to do the best you can. Okay. Now, the ghost, it's also said for the moil, it's also to leave all 3 days. After 3 days, it's mutter. Beis Yosef says, well, if you could go for Kriyas HaTorah, it's mutter even to go talk the 3 days, even if there's another moil. What's interesting here is with the Darkei Moshe and the Ramah here. In the Darkei Moshe and the Ramah, if the Darkei Moshe writes, or Zeruah never wrote this, he said, only if there's no other moil can you go out talk Shlosh Yom. And he can cut his fingernails on Tzorach Mila if there's no other moil. So it seems the way the Darkei Moshe presents it, the Darkei Moshe seems to present it, Lamaisa, as only a what in the Darkei Moshe, as a bidiyevit. But in the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch, he says, remember we had that? He says that beferish. He said that, Halacha Lamaisa, there is a shid yesh makin lafil toshon, even if there's another moil in town. So the Shach and Sifkan Mas is ksas tamu on the Ramah. The Beis Yosef, right? Beis Yosef says Ma'atir talks Shlosh B'chol Ofen, and in the Darkei Moshe argument, here in the Shulchan Aruch, he quotes that there's Yesh Bakilin, and even if there's another moil, you can go, and you can misakin Halach Lomaisa. But if there's another moil, he seemed to not allow that. So in other words, you could go out to the Mila, but it doesn't seem it's mutter to what Nitol Shiparnaim and the Galeach Latorach Hamila. If you read the Ramah closely, he allows you to go for the Bris Mila, the talk Shloshim Yom, even if there's another moil on top, but seemingly you're only allowed to cut your fingernails and shave if there's no other moil. That's what it seems to be from the Ramah. So that's the din halacha l'maisa. There's a two days lamaisa that we have in the Ramah. And Rabbi Avadia writes in Amud Kuflam at Alf, Galki Yosef, Smutul Aval talks Loshim Yom to travel to your house, Fair of Shabbos, to do Kiddush, and to, you know, be with the Suda. So it's Mutul to go home, and it's Mutul Aval is Balayla, and it's Karl, like we said, to go to sleep, to talk Shiva. But we said from the Mekabrachim when no one else is on Tikhla Regim and Ashuk, no one's on the Amud, no one's there, that's an Amud Kuflam at base. Okay, first Yoni and then Yaakov. Yeah, go ahead.
First one, maybe we could attach one of the six Svaras of the.
Yes.
But when we say Malkum and Afim and Allah walks into Shul Friday night.
Yes.
So that's not available for Isra and Shabbos.
It's right before Shabbos, you know what I mean? Even though for Isra Malacha, it's right after, you know, Shkia, we would never do Malacha after Shkia, Chas V'Shalom, but it's like a Kabbalah Shabbos, so it's like really not full blown yet. And we said Nicham Avelim is okay anyway. Maybe Kosher Tir, but you're saying it's before Hesed. Okay, but we said the minig is in the Shulchan Aruch that we do say, you know, Bekoshi Tir, but we do it on Shabbos. You're saying it's in a public forum. Okay. So you're saying therefore it makes sense that what? That like the Ramah, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense like the Ramah. Okay, good.
Also for the sixth Svarah.
Yes.
We need to be knowing Ksatz.
Yeah. We do that for Shabbatzin, yeah. Right? That should be enough, yeah. I don't know, I guess he wants to say a little bit more. You know, you try the best a little bit, eke out as much as you can. Because you want Shabbos counts all the minion.
You're saying Kaddish.
Yeah, well, Kaddish might be a separate thing of Kibbut Aveim, at least for parents. Okay, maybe not in the Yuga Aveilus. Okay, it's interesting you brought that up. I've been meaning to say that. Hamokim Yenachem Eschem. What's the pshat? Hamokim Yenachem Eschem if there's one Aval. So either you could say all the Aveilim in Klal Yisrael, or either you could say the Eivishter, Imanochi Betzara. And I had a third shot I forgot, so I got to try to remember. I had a third shot once.
Neshama.
Neshama? Yeah, the Neshama also. The comfort of the Neshama. Very good, Daniel. I think that was a third shot. Okay, so we had three shot. Okay, very good. Let's go on now to the next Simon. Shimon Shin Sadi Dalit. This is in the Ramah. I mean, the Gemara. The Gemara is on Chav Zayinim and Base. Very important. This is speaks to the Ashkofet. The Abishter's in charge of everything. The Gemara has on the Chav Zayinim and Beis. Says Beferish, we spoke about this when we spoke about Tzidik Adin. The Gemara says, "Vamr of Yudah Marav Kol Niskash Al Misa Yosim Medal Meis Echad of Boicha Al Meis Achra Bochar Achmona Litzlan." Someone cries too much, the punishment will be a cry for another loved one that passed away. Achmona Litzlan. And the Gemara goes on to say. Lamaisa, the end of the Gemara. Amar Reb Levi, Avol Shloshi Yom Rishonim Yiras Atzah Kibud Cherev Munechas Bein Shtei Ksefav. Like there's a sword. The first 3 days between his what? Between his thighs. Mishlosh Atshiva Kibud Munechas Lo Kenegdo Bekirin Zavis. Like the swords in the corner. Mikan Veinach Kibud Veres Kenegdo Beshuk. So there's a notion of Meis B'Chabura Yidak Kol Chabura. That's in Sif Hey right here. Shin Sadi Dali. There's a notion of Hugi Avelis, and it says in Sif Vav. That someone's not misabah, kamosh yisabacham, you're a cruel man. So you have to be afraid, yidag, you have to introspect, yafashmish b'maisav, and machozer b'tshuva. So it's enough of a machaber. The Nehugi Avelis is all about that. In Sif Aleph l'maisa, he points out that not to get too upset, like we said, and the shlosh yomim is devoted lebechi, shiva lehesped, shloshim letisporis legihus. Those are the dinim you have by Shloshim. So it's interesting, the Bodhi HaShulchan just points out, two sfeikas I want you to get on this. He points out very interestingly, Lamaisa, will you say Mixas Ayom Kekulo? Which is kind of a segue into the next sim we'll get to, B'Zishon. Okay? In other words, is it enough to cry a little bit the third day and then you're done? Or do you say no, it's a whole din the whole day? That's in Sifkot Neches, Amud Shid Lamed A, in the Bodhi HaShulchan. Okay? And for that matter, he says, also Shiva Lehesped and Shin Lamed Vav, he has a similar suffix. When we say Shiva Lehesped, do you say Mixiyom Kekulo, or do you have the whole seventh day? Because that's interesting. He says, this whole notion of Shiva Lehesped is really, should we say, spaying the whole Shiva. We say our Hesped, which we'll get to when we get to Hesped, but we say our Hesped before the Levi. Is that enough to count? Because many times you don't do Hesped at all. So it's interesting, Lamaisa. The reason why you do Shiva Lehesped is because the Nefesh floats from the kever to the bais ames, and therefore that's why it's devoted to that. And he says 30 days as other dinim. Why does it just say mention disparz v'kiyutz? Okay, Lamaisa doesn't know why the Shulchan Aruch mafar just those two, but that's Lamaisa we have to keep in mind, and that's why that's the setup Lamaisa. In Sif Beis it says the medvur mishar am, but al tamidev acham akol lefichach masum. It's up to 30 days. I mean, the gadol, you cry more. So Tamil Chacham L'maisa is a higher madrega, and therefore it'll be more than Shlosh Yimei Bechi. No greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. Ayifkas Moshe Shloshim Yom. Points out here in the Bari HaShulchan, Sifkat Yutes Omen Shin Lamed Zayin. So, makes sense. And then in Sif Dalu, Sif Gimel points out, Yotzen Lebes HaKfaris Apokten Al Neshe Shloshim Yom Shem Adayin Chayu. It's a strange din. What is this all about? So the Bari HaShulchan's Masber very beautifully that they used to sometimes bury in caves and walls in the sides of the caves, in a kook. Also Sugin Baba Basra about this. They used to bury people in the catacombs. I think that's the way you translate it. And there was a story once in Maseches Smachos, unbelievable, that they checked in there in one of these kooks. And what happened? There was a guy alive. Can you imagine that? And he lived another 25 years after this. Unbelievable. He had five more kids. So you'd have, the kiddush is here that you don't have to be worried about. You don't have to worry about Lamaisa being over Chukos HaGoyim. Yotzel Mesakvarsh are poked in all nation Shloshim Yomim. Check the graves for 3 days. Maybe the guy's alive. Shema Dain Chayu. Aye, maybe it's a problem of Darki Amori. We're not worried about it because Allah Lamaisa, we're doing it because it might be Pikuach Nefesh Lamaisa. This is found in Maseches Smachos, the beginning of Perakhes. The Torah quotes it right here. Okay? But that's what that din's all about, Allah Lamaisa. And then in Sif Dalet, it says all the Kol Shloshim Yomim, the Abel should look as if there's a cherub in it between his shoulders. 3 until 7, it's on the corner, like we said, from 7 until 30, it's Bashuk. And the whole deer, whole Osa Shana Adin Metucha, is Mesucha Keneged Os Mishpacha. In other words, it's Midas Adin, Rachmano Litzlan, you have to, we do the best we can, Tshuva. Vimnolad, you do Tshuva, you try to become a better person, and minimize the Simchas. Vimnolad Ben Zachar Bos Mishpacha, and Nisrapis Kol Mishpacha. And if you have a boy that's born to the family, the whole family's healed right away. Even if it was a woman that died, a boy that's born is a refuah for the whole mishpacha, says the Bari HaShulchan, Sifkat Lamed Aleph, Amud Shin Lamed Tes. Okay? So this is a very important siman about the Hashkafin, and how we're supposed to what, how we're supposed to, you know, be involved with this Halacha L'maaseh. You know, the Rav once pointed out, one of the differences between Avelis Yeshan and Avelis Chadasha is that by Avelis Chadasha, everyone's equal, Halacha L'maaseh. Even though the Mechaber does point out, from the Tam Chacham dies, you cry more for him. But regarding the Hugi Avelis, there's no difference between the Tam Chacham and a regular guy. Legabe Avelis Yeshana by Tisha B'Av, Tam Chacham has a bigger responsibility. The Gemara says the Tam Chacham sits by the Yoshev Kirayim, that Legabe Tisha B'Av, Tam Chacham has more responsibility in Sabbath than a regular guy. By Avelis Chadash, you find it's the same. But we do find Legabe mourning for the fellow that died, there is a distinction with Tam Chacham that there will be what? There is a limit that you can cry more than Shloshi, go up all the way to Shloshi. Yes, Moshe, you had a cash earlier? Okay, good. Very good. Let's go bite them now. Okay, let's get to the simon now. Mitzvah Kekula Shimon Shin Sarihe. There is a halacha, the Gemara says in Moikotin, a mix as a Yom Kekulo. Gemara says on Yud Testament base. Gemara says in the name of Abishol. Gemara quotes on the top here, we're quoting from Abishol, on Mutu Legalech Achar Rego Shim Kemitzis. Shlosha, Vatels Kzeira Shiva, Kachmitz Shiva, Vatels Kzeira Shloshim Shiva. Vanan Shmona Tanan, Ksarab Shom Mixion Kakulo, Himashviol Lakan Lakan. So Abishol has a phenomenal Chiddush that the seventh day of Shiva was right in Erzir Yom Tov. So Mixion Kakulo, the morning breaks that. The morning breaks that Alpidin, and then the rest of the day you've already started Shloshim. So then Yom Tov comes, Vatel Shloshim. So it works double. Lamaisa. Mixiyom Kekulo allows you to what? End Shiva in the morning. Then you started the Shloshim the eighth day already. And then Punk Yom Tov comes in and what? It's Mavakal. So this is the din of Mixiyom Kekulo that Abishol has a tremendous, tremendous chiddush. So it's very interesting. Rav Shechter Shliti has beautifully, I heard this from him also, but he has in his sefer from Nikvei Atzom. I gave it to the Mar Makaymis in Simen Yud Zayin. He points out Lamaisa. He points out here, Al Pidin, for Rabbi Yosef Engel, Nazar Davheim and Bez, a quarter from the Ramami Pano. He asked Akasha, why don't you say Mixi Yom Kekula on Shabbos? Observe 5 minutes of Shabbos and you're done. That's what he asked. So he says, you only say it by Nyani Tuma Vavelis, because you want to diminish the Tuma and Vavelis. So you only say Mixi Yom Kekula on those. But in Nyani Kedushin, Nyani Simcha, it's not appropriate to say Mixiyom Kula. On the contrary, we always want to be Mosif Miyom Achol, Michol HaKodesh. So therefore, it's not in the spirit, or, you know, Mixiyom Kula is to diminish negative things. Like in Yanei what? In Yanei Tuma, in Yanei Aveilus. When it comes in Yanei Kedushin Simcha, why do we want to minimize it? We want it to grow. So therefore, you don't say Mixiyom Kula. That's a Pella. Ask the Yosef Engel on the Ramah Mipano, make it tasty. Naziris is an Indian of Kedusha, and we still say Mixiyom Kakulo. Right? So he says, Shabbos Yontif, why would Shabbos Yontif be any different than Naziris? Naziris is Yoni Kedusha, and the Gemara has a din Mixiyom Kakulo. So why don't you say it on Shabbos Yontif? So here the Rav Zatzal is famous for saying a beautiful Hagdara. I want you to get this. The Mixiyom Kakulo, you only say when you superimpose something on a calendar. When you superimpose something on a calendar, like Dinim of Avelis, like Dinim of Nidin, of a woman, you know, who's a Zava, Lomaister. Those types of situations which are superimposed on the calendar, you say Mixas a Yom Kekulo, and Yoni Ziba, and Yoni Avelis, a Cherem, God forbid that I put a guy in Cherem. Those things are superimposed on the calendar, and those themselves, they lend themselves to the Halacha Mixas Yom Kekulo. But things that are built in the calendar, like Shabbos Yontif, we don't say Mixas Yom Kekulo on that at all. Halacha L'maisa, okay? So, it's interesting that L'maisa, what the Rav called as being a malo, you need a malos. And the way it was masber this, L'maisa, the way it was masber this, it's interesting, the machloikis L'maisa needed, Tyson needed an ayin alpha and base, according to Shitas Rashi, says a whole shtickle Torah, machloikis tanoim terbiosi in the chachamim, azava, who goes to the mikveh in the morning on the seventh day, and then she sees blood later in the day. Is that Soser the Count Lemafreya? Okay? Is that Soser the Count Lemafreya? And Kamochain, they argue whether a Zaba could be Toivol Belel Shvi. So it could be the Rav wanted to tain it, the Rav wanted to tain it, the Kuli Alma, the Zaba is Tovelis Midiraisa and Yom Shvi. She doesn't have to wait till Lel Ches, Lel Shmini. We learned that out from a Gemara Nidus Samachsayan and based from a Pusik. The machlokis between Rabbi Yossi and the Chum, I want you to get this, is the machlokis what the Getter did in Mixiyom Kekulo. Rabbi Yossi holds, it's considered as if we divided the day into two, and the Sofayom, Achron of the Malos, is not Shaykh to another Malos, and therefore it's like a completely different day. So even if she sees the Sofayom, it doesn't Soser the Count Lamafreya, because I'm done already. In the morning, I finished my count, I'm done. She'll be Tomim L'Kan L'Avo, but Sof Yom Shvi was done. Sof Yom Shvi is not old Chelik from the Shiva Nikim that you're going to say that requires to be Naki. Whereas according to Chachamim, no. Chachamim say that the beginning of the day is enough, but that continues at Sof Yom. And therefore, you need to be Naki the whole day without any blood. The Torah is Mechadesh, you don't have to be Noig Nihuge Melos Meshach Kol Yom. It's enough they have the tchila, that would be enough. And that's really the machlokas here between Abba Shaul and the Chachamim by Shiva. According to Abba Shaul, it's mamish cut off, and therefore it can serve as the end of the seventh day of Shiva, and also the end of the day can serve as what? The beginning of Shloshim, Yontif will be mavatlin. Whereas according to the Chachamim, no. Chachamim will say not that way. Chachamim will say you don't take it to that degree and say that Lamaisa, you cut it off, al pi din, halach Lamaisa. The Malos will go to Atzofa Yom, and therefore, you cannot say that Yom Shvi of Shiva will be Ol Lakan Lakan, and Kinesis Yontif will not be nullified. Will not nullify the Shloshim because we don't view it as if it started. So that's what he wants to Taina Lamaisa. That's what the Rav Zatzal want to Taina. This Chiddush that it's considered to be a Malos to that degree. Now, it's interesting. Al Pi Din. Let's get to it. Let's get to it now in the Mechaber. Okay. Let's get to it now in the Mechaber. Because it comes out to be a tremendous, tremendous chiddush here. Okay, when do we end the shiva? So the mechaberites came and shomdu menachem meitzel avol yom shvi mutter bechol advarim shasu ben top shiva mixiyom kekulo loshna mixiyom shvi loshna mixiyom shloshim came and shanitzel cham yom shloshim bogem menach zer shloshim haga ubininos elu shem menachem regin lavol yom shvi. I guess they don't come on. I guess the minig is, and I found that it was hard for me to get a minion on the last day, the Roma says. Many people don't go the last day. You have to wait until what would be the other days. Came near a leak. Should not wait a few seconds after sunrise. Then Adar told the Rakhmin Nisa Menachem. If they stop, if the Menachem stop coming at 9 or 10, that's when you stop. You don't do it like an hour even, an hour in, if it's a perfect 12-hour day. So, Lamaisa, what you see here is, first of all, we pass, can you say Mixyom Kekulo, both by Shiva and both by Shlosha, because it's a din in Yom. It's a din in days. We're going to see you don't say it by Yud Beis Chodesh. It's a din in months, so you're getting full 12 months. Okay? But Rov Poskim say you have to wait till the Menachem will leave. Rabbi Yeruchim, according to Beis Yosef, I want you to get this. Says that that Shiva is nimshach until Amidas Menachem. Midin Mixyom Kekulo. Shloshim though is done right after Nates. And Lamaisa, that's what the Shulchan Aruch seems to say. Beferish, right? He said Beferish. Nates comes beyond Shloshim. You're done. Whereas the Menachemim is the time to invoke the din of Mixyom Kekulo by Shiva. So we do say it by both, but I want you to get that nuanced difference. On Shiva, it's Menachemim. Amidas Menachem. By Shloshim, it's Nates. Okay? And the Ramah points this out, Lamais, you shouldn't wait an hour, you should wait. If it takes 2 hours, when people leave and come out of shul, that's what should be the time. So, Lamais, it's interesting, and let's get this. What do we say, Halach Lamais, in Sif Beis, and let's read in Sif Gimel too, then it'll set up the Mahalach for us. In Sif Beis, the Mechaber says, Shama Shmuel Rechoka Balayla, came in the Sagi B'Shaak, Asaka Fila Balayla. Here the Mechaber writes, if you're a Shmuel Rechoka Balayla, the din is that you're done, even Balayla. Now, what's going on here? Halacha L'maaseh. What's going on here? What do I mean? What did the Mechaber say in Sif Aleph? You don't say it Balayla, correct? You don't say it Balayla, no? And in Sif Beis, he says, you say it Balayla. Right? Shmur Rechokim. It's a stira Menei Ubei. The Russian Simon Lamed points this out. In Elu Megalchim. So Rav Shechter Shita writes here, Vashem, the Rav Zatzal, the Rav was bothered by this Kasha. And the Rav said, you could say a simple teretz. And that being, that Shmur Rechokim is not the din that you have to be knowing one day. It's enough to be noig 1 hour. Midin Mixyom Kekulo. The takana was of Shmuel Rechokah to be noig 1 hour. That's it. That's the pashut shot of the Mechaber. Shama Shmuel Rechokah came to Saki B'Shachas. Salka Fila B'Lala. So it's not pshat l'maisa. The getter is not that what? The getter is not that, oh, you really have to do 1 day of Shmuel Rechokah and comes Mixyom Kekulo and chisels it down. That's not the pshat in the din. The pshat and the din is all you got to do is 1 hour, finished. So mevela, it's not a stira. Problem is, the Rav said it's against the Gemara. The Rav's chiddush is against the Gemara. That's a big problem. Because the Gemara in what? In Moed Katan and Chafa Mebei says, Shema Minot Los. There are three chiddushim in the story over there. One of them is the Shmuel Rechok is only Noah Yom Echad. The second one is Mixyom Kekulo. So the Gemara views it as two separate chiddushim. It says Beferish, 1 day. And it was chiseled down to 1 hour. That's what the Gemara says. So you see, that's the mechanics of Shmuel Rechokah. So don't tell me that Takana was only 1 hour. You follow me, Ario? That's how the Rav said his words, his terence against the Gemara. So it's a problem in the Mechaber. It's a problem in the Mechaber. Okay? But the bottom line is that we paskin, they don't say Mixyom Kekulo Balayla. Okay? We paskim is based on a taisa nida and ayin aleph from the base halach lemaisa. We don't say mixyom kekulo v'layla like a sphere of a woman sphere be a mamba beinim. Mixyom kekulo is only a chelik of the yom part of the yom. It's not enough to do schilas alayla. You need to have the yom. That's what we accept al pidin. Now I have to tell you though, there is a tshuvas haradbaz. There is an interesting tshuvas haradbaz here. In Simen Shin, in the Bodei HaShulchan, he quotes it. Pesachei Tshuva quotes it as too. Is that he says that maybe you should in fact say Mixyom Kekulo by Yud Beis Chodesh. Okay, it said in the Bodei HaShulchan Shin Dalad Mem, Dirmasko Mishemes. He says the Radbaz in Simen Tov Tzadi Hei writes also the Gavi 12 months we say Mixyom Kekulo the last day, and then he actually brings up Ilo Mistafina. He says I wasn't afraid to say it. He says, why don't you say it on the whole month? Mixes Yom Kekulo. And then say your first day into the 12th month. Okay, we don't pass like both those Nakudas, but I want you to know That's what the Rabbaz has. Pesukei Teshuva points out. Tremendous, tremendous Kiddush. But we paskin l'maisa. You're not going to say Mixiyon Kekula Balayla at all. None whatsoever. However, as I said, l'maisa, the Rabbaz says what he says in the Teshuvas, that you could say it even Balayla. So B'shas, the Chochmas Adam, and the Eskutchus Matzevus Moshe, Sim involved, the end of the Sefer Chochmas Adam, he quotes his Teshuvas Rabbaz, that we could say Mixiyon Kekula even Balayla. Shas Adchak Mokomitzi could rely on it. So what's the cheshbon? The cheshbon is by Avelus Vipaskak Abashol, who holds Mixiyon Kekula. And Lamaisa, according to the cheshbon that comes out, Rabbi Yosio would say it even Balayla. According to that sheet, this Rashi that Taisa says in Maseches needed. So it could come out of cheshbon that you could very well possibly see Mixiyon Kekula being said Balayla. That's in the cheshbon, the Rav, and the alumnus of the Rav, Rav Shechter, points out that it wouldn't even work Balayla. So you understand the Shas Adchak holding like the Rabbaz. But as I said, we don't really hold of it, Allah Lamaisa, regarding this din. Now, what's the svara that you'll say by Shim and Shloshim and not by Yud Beis Chodesh? So it could be the Rav Shechter, who he wants to say, Lamaisa, is that by Shiva, you have Nivul Har, but you're doing actions. By Shloshim, you have Nivul Mixus. At least, you know, your hair is not, your hair, you're not cutting your hair. So therefore, when you're dealing with Masim, then it lends itself, you could say the din of Mixiyon Kekula. Whereas by Yud Beis Chodesh, all there is abstention. If all there is abstention, there's no nihug being done, so it's much harder to say Allah Lamaisa, so you can't say Mixiyon Kekula. It's only possible to say it when you're actually doing a nihug Lamaisa. When you're doing a nihug, then it makes sense. By Yud Beis Chodesh, there's no nihug. So Memele, so that's the bir adavar, why perhaps what? There's no din of Mixiyon Kekula Halacha Lamaisa, because you need to have a niyug that lends itself to Mixiyon Kekula. But Yud Beis Chodesh don't have that. And the Emerson, this is the svara that we find in the Taz. The Taz, in Siman Tov Beis Sifkan Hei, points out that by Shiva creates this environment of Kumbese. And therefore there's a din of Mixiyon Kekula that we say Halacha Lamaisa, because there is actions that you do and they lend themselves to that din of Amidas HaMenachemim. Shloshim, though, Lamaisa, he says, at first glance, he says, you're not doing anything, Lamaisa. Right? It's Gihutz, it's Giluach, they're abstentions. So therefore he says, Halacha Lamaisa, I want you to get this Chiluk. We say it by both, but since Shiva is actions, that lends itself to an action that stops it, Amidas HaMenachemim. Whereas Shloshim are abstentions, therefore you can't really tag anything on it, so therefore it's going to be done at Nates. It's kind of a little bit the opposite of Rav Shechter said in the Svar, that in general we'll say it by Shiv and Shloshim, because there's Nihukim of Nivul Harbe and Nivul Mixas on Shloshim and Shiva, whereas Shemesh HaKadosh is nothing. So we're saying a similar Svar here, built in within Shiv and Shloshim as to why it's Amidas HaMenachemim as opposed to what? As opposed to Nates. So Shiva lends itself to action, so Amidas HaMenachemim stops it. Whereas Shloshim is abstention, so it could be also ended by kind of like an abstention by Nates alone enough. So it's not really opposite, it's a similar svara, actually, it's not opposite. It's actually a similar svara, but in a different way. What I mean to say by opposite is that we don't say Mixiyon Kekula HaShemesh HaKadosh. We don't say it at all. So we said Nivul Har, because that's totally not doing anything. Within Shiv and Shloshim, the Taz says a similar svara regarding when to invoke the din of Mixiyon Kekula. So it's really not the opposite, it's similar, but not Lamaisa, Halacha Lamaisa. Now, not Lamaisa that, we don't say it at all. We do say it, but Shiv and Shloshim, the question is when to end it. Now, the two quotes of the Feresh Machlekes and Nishayim, do we say it Belila? The two says, Halacha Lamaisa, the Remeir B. Wittenberg says, Belila, we don't say Mixiyon Kekula at all. Belila, we don't say Mixiyon Kekula, because you need what? You need Shiva Yom and Dafka. Only by Shmuel Rechoka do we say you said it. And Lamaisa in the tour, that's Remeir B. Wittenberg wants a taina. And the Pesukei Teshuva here quotes, it's Sifkat Na'alev, that he wanted a taina, very interestingly, that things of mitzvah like Tashma Shemitah and Talmud Torah, maybe you could say Mixiyon Kekula Balayla. You could rely on that Rabbaz. As long as you wait a little bit of time into the nighttime, that it's a heck of a Velus. But lemaisa, everything else that's not a mitzvah should be usher till the morning until the amidah samanachamim. So that's an interesting din halacha lemaisa. Okay, let's get the sif gimel, which is the yud beis chodesh. Mishishama meis aviv. In essence, lemaisa, that stira the bari ashulchan also brings up. That stira between aleph and beis that the rav pointed out as well. And Lamaisa, he points out, halacha Lamaisa, that it's not a problem because he wants to say, Sagali Lina Gavelis Balali and Sark Lina Gosova Mixasiyom. But he points out the Kash and the Biurim, that the same Kash is the Rav. So this is what I wanted to bring out. It's an Amun Shin Mem Gimel. He quotes the Bir Hagra. The Bir Hagra here on the spot here quotes a din of Tzmeim. If you know Gaya, Sheretz, and the Nevela, or Balkeri, they're Tova Belila. They don't have to wait till the morning. So the Bar Yashuv doesn't understand the Gon. That Tuma has no time period. You know, ain't it been Thomas Adam Liomecha, then it's Trach Lavo, and he did Mixion Kakulo. If you're Tommy, you're Tommy. So if you're Tommy, you're Tommy. Go to the Mikveh, you become Tahor. Since he doesn't understand why the, why does he bring that up at all? Allah Lamais. Why does he bring that up? You require Avelis Yom Echad. So Lamaisa, it should be didn't mix Yom Kakulo. So he has difficulty with this what? With this Machaber as well. It does quote that Gon. And maybe what the Gon means is that you can do it at any time. That's what I was thinking. Just like you could do by Tumas, if you know Gab, a Sheretz and a Veil of Akari, you can do it any time you want. And you'll become Tahara. So too, by Yeshmu Rechoker. You can do it anytime you want as well, halacha lemaisa, and that would be even Belila. Maybe that's what he means to say. Okay? You don't have to wait, per se, till the morning. They require nates. Maybe that's what the Gon means. But that was the Bari Ashulchan point that out, lemaisa, in what? In his Sefer. Okay. It comes out also, let's just get this also as well. Okay, before we read Siv Gimel, the Taz in Simon Tuf Bey Siv Katan Hey says B'Shem the Bach, if the last day of Shiv is on Shabbos, we don't say Mixas Yom Kakulo. And it'd be usher for him to get an Aliyah at Mincha. The meaning is to always give a guy an Aval Aliyah after the Shiva. Be usher for him to get Aliyah at Mincha because he's not doing a Maisa Nikr Mishum Avelis. He's not doing a Maisa Nikr Mishum Avelis. So, Lamaisa, it should be usher for him. He's not doing Lamaisa Nikas because it's Shabbos. So, everything's quiet. So, in other words, remember we said in order to say Mixion Kakulu, you have to be Noah again in Nihug. But you can't be Noah again in Nihug because it's Shabbos. What are you going to tell me? Rechitza, Tash Shemitah, and Talmud Torah, those are all the Rosh Hashanah. Those are all abstentions. So, since in such a case, you're not going to say Mixion Kakulu. Maybe that's why the Rosh says you don't say Mixion Kakulu Belila because you don't, no one sees it. That's what the Rosh says in Simon Lamed there. So that's what the Taz quotes and name is father-in-law the Bach. And then the Taz writes, he thinks it's wrong. He says, Lamaisa, we do say Mixas Yom Kakulu on Firm Shibitzinit. Okay? So Rav Shechter points out, Lamaisa, Rav Shechter points out is that we don't need a Mixas Niu Klal, right? So it could very well be Alach Lamaisa, right? You don't need Mixas Niu Klal, Afilu Niu Sheval Tase, right? You don't need it all in Niyug Biomakron in order to say Mixion Kakulo. You don't need a Niyug at all, according to Abishol. So it could very well be that you understand what this Taz is saying, that it might very well be, you might be able to say Mixion Kakulo, and he could get an Aliyah, and it would not be a problem, Al Pidin, because again, it's superimposing on the calendar, and it could very well be that even on Dvarim that are Sheva Altase, we inject the din of what Mixas Yom Kakulo. So that would be the din al pi halacha. Okay. Now says the Mechaber in Siv Gimel, Mishemes Aviv O Imo Berosh Hashanah, Berosh Chodesh Nissan, Lo Amrinin Besrim V'Tisha Ba'Adar Shachar Mixas Yom Kakulo El Tzarach Linog Varam Asur Mishne Masar Chodesh Achi Kadesh Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Beferish in the Mechaber, you don't see Mixas Yom Kakulo by 12 months. Hagah. Here the Ramah introduces the concept of Yortzeit. And that's the next day. Because the next day is already into the second year. But that's the day, Lamaisa, of Yortzeh. We'll discuss another time Kviyas Yom Yortzeh B'li Neder. But here we have the halacha of you don't say Miksim Kakulo by what Shnei Masar Chodesh. Now the Pesachei Tshuva Tzifkon Dal, as I said, quoted from the Rabbaz, you could be Mekel, and you could count it. But the Taz quotes from the Tshuvas Hadeshin that only a minute it's Tolin Yomin do you say Miksim Kakulo, but it's Tolin Chodoshin, you don't say it. That's what the Shach says in Tzifkon Beis, that's the Hezber of this Mechaber. Now what is the Pshat in the Ramah? Are you knowing any Avelis on the Yortzeh? So the Ramah says, yes, you treat it like 12 months, shouldn't go to a party on Yortzeh, shouldn't go to a wedding. Many people have a meaning not to go to a wedding on a Yortzeit. And the Taz here says, because you're fasting, you're saying Kaddish, you're davening for the Omud, you know you got Velus, and therefore the whole day should be an Inyan of Velus. But here the Taz quotes a Bach, which is an interesting din. I want you to get this. If it's a leap year, what's a Lacha? If it's a leap year, you're allowed to go to a Beis Mishteh. If it's a leap year, you're allowed to go to a Beis Mishteh after Yud Beis Chodesh. Right? Because you only have to observe 12 months, but the year is 13 months. That means you're going to have a gap of a month between the end of the Yud Beis Chodesh and your Yortzeit. So since that month you could go to a Beis Mishteh, he says the Yortzeit makes no sense to be knowing Avelis on. That's what he says. Because you're in Mafsik the Avelis. Will you pick it up a month later? It's weird, he says. So the Taz says to his father-in-law, like he says many times, the Bach, Mori Chami, he says it's a Pella. He says, why? You shouldn't have avato one time. Af pam din avelis yom yortzeh. What does that have to do with anything? What does that have to do with anything? So my response to save the Bach is that it looks strange. Here you do 12 months and you stop a month and you do it again for one day. The Bach understood that the first yortzeh should be like a what? It should be, you add, that's the pshat in Ramah. You're most of yom echad, right, onto the Yud Beis Chodesh. But as a gap of a month, you're not doing that. So Mamela, the Bach says you don't have to do it. And as I said, the Taz thinks he's wrong. And the Shach at Sifkon Gimel says the Bach's not completely wrong. You need one restriction. And he says on a regular Yortzeit, a Yortzeit on the Ibra Yor, Shonamu Beris, you don't have to be Noeg Avelis. But he says to eat a suit of Simcha, that's usher like enter the year of the Yortzeit. So the Shach really is Makabal the Bach. Maybe the Lumnus is what we said, that it's bizarre. It doesn't mean you should have a party on that day. But to be knowing the Avelis to the regular degree that we don't want, to eat it as Sudash Simcha, that would be inappropriate. So it's an interesting machloikis here between the Shach and Bach on one hand against the Taz. Yes, Yaakov?
The Bach, your side was an Adar, and then in Hebrew is now Adar Aleph. Would you do your side
in
Adar Aleph the extra day then?
Well, we'll discuss that Adar Aleph. I'll show all the details of that, okay, when we get to that. Linetta, okay? It's an interesting concept, that whole discussion. Yes, Moshe.
According to what you just said, is there permissibility to have a Yortzeit Suda?
You mean a tikkun, like Hasidim do. They do a tikkun. Yeah. Literature people don't do it, Lamaisa. But it's not a base mishta. You have a little bit of schnapps and a little bit of rugloch after the davening. You know, that's not considered to be a suddishal simcha.
Okay? I mean, I know like some families have a minhag that on a yard site they gather.
I don't think it's a suddishal simcha. You know, you shouldn't have music and stuff there. I think that's okay for the family, but to have music there, that would defeat the purpose. Yes, Yoni.
We're knowing to fast on the Yortzeit.
Yes, the Ramah says that earlier. We'll mention when we get to that. So the Beferish Ramah earlier. Yes, for a parent at least. For Shar Krovin doesn't mention it, but for a parent, yes, you should fast. Yes, that's what the Ramah says. You had a question? Anyone else? Okay, good. Yosef, you had a question? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, when it comes to a Surah Sodah.
Yes.
Or being saved and everything, so is it usually, that's usually on the exact day that a person came out from the Tzara, right? So if that happens to be on the same day as Yortzeit, so what's the din over there?
Yeah, I think you got to minimize it. You minimize the Suda. It's a Yortzeit, it's a special day.
Off that type of Suda?
Yeah, maybe. That's what I would say. It doesn't have to be Dafkan that day. I mean, there is a kind of Purim, you know, Maram El Shakar. Not regular Purim of a community that was saved, but okay.
Right.
It's on the Yortzeit, you want to, yeah. Yes, Daniel.
The Mishnah Berurah explains the Ramah by Lag BaOmer, that you have to just wait a little bit on Lag BaOmer before you can get air.
Yeah, we said B'yom. Chok Yankiv said in the Ramah.
Right.
The Chok Yankiv said in the Ramah, Lila is enough.
Lila is enough.
So. Yeah, but that might be a different din, that whole halacha.
But isn't that superimposed onto the calendar? So then, according to the Rav, then we shouldn't say Miksiyam Kabul, but
No, you only say it by things that are superimposed. You only say it by things that are superimposed.
No, but
you're saying it's part of the calendar. Yeah. But it wasn't really, because it was the day existed, and then there was a tragedy that happened. No. So you view that as that. I'm glad you brought that up, because I always had a kash on this Rav Shtickel there from a Gemara in Pesachim. I think it's on Daf Nun Dalet, about the Omer, about saying Mixayom Kakulu. The Gemara has it by the Omer, and that's talking about the day. It's not something that was built in on the calendar. That was talking about the day itself. So that whole sugya, I think it's on Pesachim Nun Dalet, deals with the you know harvesting the barley for the Omer, invokes the cloud Mixayom Kakulu. So that seems to be against that. Okay.
Well, they got to be Chadosh.
Yeah, the whole sugya there about the Korban Omer, yeah, the Gemara says it. Okay, maybe it's a melitza, but okay. I don't think it's a melitza. The Gemara says it's a real din. Okay, very good. So that's the din of Mixas Yom Kekulo Al Pi Halacha. Okay, so we covered that in the din of the Yortzeit. Okay, let's go now to the next Simon Shin Sadi Vov. Okay? It says in the Simon Shin Sadi Vov, the Gemara in Moed Kotnan Daf Chofam et Aleph writes as follows: Toner Rabbanon. It says, "Kiim Kviyas Amidah Shlosh Yom Kodem Regel and Tzarich Lefos Achar Regel." The Rebbe Lazar Kamar Afili Yomecha Afili Shachas. That's the way we paskin. The Gemara has later. Rav Amar Alka Kedana Dinan Rishlosh Ravina Ikla. Even 1 second is enough. Ravina Ikla Rasur the Pras. I'm the Ravina Ravina Hilchasam Mai. I'm the Afili Yomecha Afili Shachas. Done. Mevatel the Shiv. As long as there's a little bit of mourning before Yontif. And the mace is mevatel the shiv al pi din. So it's interesting. What's the din lamaisa? The Ravid points out here that the Beis Yosef quotes the Ravid and the Torah quotes the Ravid. What's the din? You see from this Gemara that if you weren't mekayim avelus to play the regal, you have to be maslim and after the regal. It's got to be some start, some production, some activity done of fulfilling avelus before yontif begins in order for yontif to mevatel it. The blatant diuk being is that if you didn't do anything, you have to be mashlamin. So the Ravid has a general sheet there, let's get it, from this Gemara, that anyone who's not knowing Avelis, for whatever reason, you have the all 30 days, Sarech Lahashim Kol Shloshim Yom Min HaKfur. Once it's after Shloshim, Ein Delzeh Tashlumin. For some reason, you're lazy, you know, guy's lazy, he doesn't do it, just start 3 weeks later, after his father or mother died. He could still do it as long as within Shloshim. That's the Ravid, makes an extension from that Gemara in Moikot and Daf Kofa Med Aleph. If you start something before Yom Tov, if you didn't start anything, you'll do it afterwards. So you see, there's a notion that what? There's a notion that if you didn't do anything before, you can what? You can make it up. Comes along the Russian says, no, that's only someone who wasn't Mekayim Bechlal Avelis. But if you're Mezalzel, if you're a lazy guy that makes a Yomim, they told you that you should have started Monday and you end up doing it on Tuesday, he only comes up to the house on Tuesday, he, Lomai, says, Mashim is Avelis Yom Arishon. He doesn't make it up. He's not maskil the avelus mechadosh. He's not maskil the avelus mechadosh, and that's what the mechaber writes. Let's read Sefal Sefes. Avo shelo nog avelus toch shiva ben b'shogi ben b'mezin mashli moso kol shloshim yom. Chutz me'akriya shim lo kara b'shas chimum ena korel toch shiva chutz me'avimush korel afil akas shiva. So if he wasn't knowing anything, he can make it up all shloshim al pi din, al pi halacha. Okay, he can make it up. Right? The man for a murmish lonog avelis klau kol shiv. Avay mizilzo b'mixes ayomim. If he's been mizalzo b'mixes ayomim. The lonog ben avelis kigo mishomu mesh 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 miomecha. By avir acheris. The lonog avelis ubiom sheni bol yiro v'nog avelis insach lashim mona shiv yom arishom. So you see the fairish, I'm just bothered by now. In the sifalis, bein b'shogi bein b'mezin, no? What's the difference between a guy's mizalzo and a guy that was Bain Benazin, no? You know what I'm saying? So I guess the answer is as follows. If you don't do it at all, you do it 3 weeks later, then you start 3 weeks later. But if you do some of the days, you start from the day two, then you'll count day one. That's the Bir HaDavar in the Mechaber. That's the Bir HaDavar in the Mechaber, why it's considered to be okay. Al Pi Halacha. Now, as we said for Kriya, it's interesting, and I think we mentioned this when we were doing Kriya, we mentioned the Marsham. Remember we mentioned the Marsham that said that if he puts on a new clothes for his father and mother after he took a shower, remember after the end of Shiva, he put on new clothes, the Marsham had a chiddush, he had to tear Kriya again. Remember we had a chiddush like that? We had to tear Kriya again, because you don't say Mixiyom Kekulu by the what? By Kriya. Avelus l'chud, Kriya l'chud. That's what the Maharshan Paskin. Now, we don't hold like that. Either we don't hold like that either because you hold like Abishol. If you hold Mitzvah Kula, you're saying it across the board. If you're saying it by Shiva, you'll say it by the Kriya too as well. Or maybe Rav Shechter Shlita wanted to point out that the reason why you'll tear the Kriya later in the day because you put a new shirt on, it's not Midin Kriya. Because it's not Kriya B'Shas Chimum. It's Kriya B'Shas of Avelus. Memeila, we pass like Abishol. That Kriya is Takami Din Avelus. And you'll say Mitzvah Kula. So Memeila, that's a second Cheshbin. Why you wouldn't say what? Why you wouldn't say like the Marsham? Two Sfaras, why you wouldn't say like the Marsham? Either you say Mitzvah Kula across the board, both by the Kriya and by the Avelus and the Kriya, which is Luchura Chiddish, because we only said Kriya Luchura Avelus. Or number two, you'll say no. That this Kriya you're doing by putting a new shirt on is not Midin Chimun. So it's not classical Kriya, it's Midin Avelus. Midin Avelus. Then you go back to the Mixyom Kekulo. So that's why we don't turn the shirt again if you put another shirt on. Okay. Now we mentioned this Machloikis when we did Kriya, if you remember. It's Machloikis, we did it when he had a whole Mahalach here. We had a Machloikis, the Shach and the Bach and the Taz. Let's just say that over very quickly. Halach Lamaisa. And that was the Shach and Sifkon. Now, I'll quote to the Bach that someone is a whole of a sukun when he heard the death of his parent or a loved one, so one of the seven ones, and he didn't physically have the strength to tear Kriya Rachman al Tzan, or he didn't have right das. He was, and then he got better, and his das came back. So after Shiva, that's when he tears Kriya, because that's Shas Chimum for him. And therefore, Lamaisa, he has no Hakbal of Shiva. Whereas a person that what? The Shas Chimum passed, he's done. Comes along the Taz and Sifkan, now this is Yesh L'chalik. Someone's a Chol Masukun, God forbid, who has Das Lula, didn't have the energy physically to tear Kriya, he will not tear Kriya after Shiva, because the Shas Chimum for him is done. Where if someone who had no Das at all, and Lamaisa, he didn't tear Kriya because he had no Das at all, and then after Shiva he gets the Das, then the Shas Chimum resurfaces, then he tears Kriya after Shiva. The Bach is not Machalik in those two cases. He would say always you would be Korea, whereas the Taz is Machalik, and the Shach is Mashmal, like the Bach, that is what? That is not Machalik. Two cases, Alpi did. Okay? Oh, we got that? And let's get to this. Next, Nakuda in Sif what? In Sif Gimel. Okay? Kot Shemei Sovev Imo Vafil Hikol Tok Shiva Baltimina Koldin Avelis Vein Chayev Vav. Oh, so Rachmana Litzlan, if a cotton's parents die, even if he becomes a bar mitzvah, talk shiva, he has no din avelus at all. Eino chayibo. So this is a machloikis between the Rosh and the Maharami Rutenberg. The Maharami Rutenberg writes, the Tur quotes, he says, al pi halacha, when he becomes a bar mitzvah, he's mechuyiv in shiva and shloshim, from the time he becomes a bar mitzvah. And the raya is, what happens if you're a shmua krova berego? What's the din? You're noeg shiva v'shloshim echaregel. Lama wrote at the time, despite the fact when you heard the shmu, you're a potter. So he expands from the din of shmu krova beregel. He expands it to a bar mitzvah, you are mechuyiv. Comes along the rush and says, no. The shas ikr chiyuv is when he was a cotton. And after he was megadol, betoich shiva, he's potter. And he says, don't compare it to the case of shmu krova b'moed. Because that itself was a bar chiyuva. It was a technical problem. It couldn't do an avelus. A cotton is conceptually mufka. So the shita sarosh is based on that avelus is based on the tashlumen. The ikrisman avelus is miyadach akfura. And all the avelus is that smuch l'shas kfura mamish, like a shmua krova, you're knowing the Torah's tashlumen. So if you were the chuyuv, the ikrisman of avelus, there's no chiyuv tashlumen achakach. And the Beis Yosef holds like the rosh, as we find in the Shulchan Aruch here, Baltim Imenu Shiva, because in the beginning you were not Mechuyiv. Comes along the Shach here, in Sifkot and Gimel, and the Shach points out, no, that the Bach holds like the Maharami Rutenberg, that you count Shiva from the time of Bar Mitzvah, Shiva V'Shloshim. Only if you became Bar Mitzvah, talk Shloshim Yom, of course. Okay? So that's what the Shach says. So the Taz in Sifkot and Bey says, what's the Lumdus of the Mechaber? Based on the Rosh, that if the Zman originally started, you weren't Mechuyiv, there's no Din Tashlumen. Frekta Kasha, every day of Shiva, Frekta Taz is a separate mitzvah on its own. If you're Mazalz on some of the days, what did the Rosh himself say? You still fulfill the rest of the days, right? Why don't you say, oh, you're Mazalz on the first day, the whole thing's done? We don't say that. Each day is a separate mitzvah. So how can you write here if you're Magal Tok Shiva, you're Potmi Avelis? Moreover, there's a steer in the Mechaber. In Shinem Al-Sif Beis, we said that Mechaber passes by an Onen. He's Potter, Motzoi Shabbos, and Avdolah. And we, after the Levi, you're supposed to do it. Remember, we said, I forgot that on the Tuesday. It was extended. When you ever saw, I should have done it on Tuesday. Forgot it. So the Mechaber said, what? You fill it, do it after the Kvura. You were Potter in the beginning. So too by Cotton. He was Potter in the beginning. So by Avdol, you were Potter in the beginning. You're still Mechuyev. And here he paskins by what? By Potter. If in the beginning you're Potter, you're Potter afterwards. By Avdol, he says you're Mechuyev. Stach Astirin. The Bach brings up this Astirin. So therefore the Bach says, we paskin like the Maharam in Rutenberg in both situations. We go Basar now. Since now he's a Bar Chiyuva, he does the Shivin Shloshim. I don't care about this Manik Rechiv. The Bach paskins like the Maharam in Rutenberg. And comes along the Taz, his son of one says, not a steer in the Mechaber. By cotton, Lamaisa, the Ikar Avelis is in the beginning, the Meriris and the Tsar B'Shas Kfura. And therefore the Ptur afterwards is not Midin Tashlumen. Since the Ikar's man was the Meriris, the bitterness was in the Shas Kfura, and at that time it was Potter, it was a cotton, so he's Potter even afterwards, not Midin Tashlumen. Whereas Avdallah, it spans all the way to Tuesday. And therefore when he becomes Mechuyev, Mechuyev, so it's not a steer in the Mechaber. So he says the whole lumbus is based on tashlum. It has nothing to do with tashlum, says the Taz. It has nothing to do with tashlum. The cut lomai sneaker, the zman is what? The zman is passing after the ikar miris and the tzar and the shas kura. If you're a putter then, halach lomaisa, that is the hagdara all the time. Your putter also after. It's not his midin tashlum. It's just not shayach. It's not shayach to be chayach in avelus later when you were putter in the ikermost point. Whereas by Avdol, it's fancy Tuesday. Lo halachit, we're makabel, the psak, the shonokher, chai by Avdol, and the cotton we say is potter. We go with the psak and the mechaber, al pidin, halacha lamaisa. So let's just finish up lamaisa with a few nakudas. Oh, we got to do a little bit of chumash. So maybe we'll begin lamaisa. We'll begin Sunday. We'll finish up these nakudas with a little bit of a shtick also through a French leaf that I think has a mahalach about this. About the Maharam in Rutenberg, and then we got to get going weiter in Avelis, Dini Aedis, and then we did already Shin Sadi Ches, then we got to do Shin Sadi Tes, up to Tuf and finish, and then we got to go back to the Simonim that a lot of the Simonim that we didn't do, Lamais, okay? So, we'll keep plowing through. Yoni, had a real quick question, go ahead.
Can you repeat about why Cousin's different than Avdol?
Yes, because The Taz is the longest of the Rosh Hashanah based on Tashlumen, that if you're not Chayiv in the first point, then there's no Tashlumen on that. He says, the word is like this, there's Iker and Tafel. The Iker part of Avelis is Eshas Furim. If you're not Mechuyiv in that, you can't be Potter from the Iker and Chayiv in the Tafel. You follow me? Whereas Avdallah, every second from Saturday night to Tuesday is equally Mechuyiv in Avdallah. There's no Iker and Tafel. And if you're Potter in the beginning of this month, Shkoyach. But after the Kfura by Tuesday, you're Mechuyiv, so do Avdallah. Okay, let's close with something from the Chumash, from the Parsha. In Bechukosai, Rashi says, Hevi Ameyun B'Teir. It's not enough to be Kovei. You have to be Omo B'Teir. This limud that we're doing is lend itself to Omo B'Teir. Working at the Mechaber, the Ramah, the Shach and the Taz, the Tur Beis Yosef. Ameyun B'Teir. What is the word Ameyun? What is the word Ameyun? Rosh Tevis, Adam la'amol yulad. It's a pasuk in Iyuv, I think it is. Adam la'amol yulad. The Gemara quotes it later in Achelik. A person is born for hard work. Lilmod amanas lalamed. La'amol. Lilmod amanas lalamed. That's what Limud HaTorah is to give it over, is the Messiah. It's part of the Messiah. And that is why some shittas in Gedolei Achronim say if you write Divrei Torah, you can't write Divrei Torah unless you say Birkas Torah. But you're allowed to think in Torah before Birkas Torah. We paskin you shouldn't do that either. But what's the chiluk in Ksiva here? Because Ksiva has that element of giving over. No one knows what you're thinking. That's the ultimate element of Lilmon Amas Las Lame. Can only be done with Amelus. Can you say it over? If you can say it over, it's clear. You can't say it over, and it's not clear to you. And that is why when you compare the brachas in Bechukosai with Kisavo, the great Gaon Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, in his Sefer Tamid Krah, points out Rashi, that this parsha, the brachas were addressed to Omlei Torah, people that Omel in Torah. Did you notice in the brachas in this parsha, it says nothing about wealth and material success? Nothing about that at all. That's only in Kisavo. Because from the Omel B'Teire to a Talmud Chacham, the wealth and the business means nothing. The ikar is that you're able to have a parnasa, be able to learn, you're able to teach. Since this parsha is set over to the Omlei Torah, that's why it's not mentioned. In Kisavo, it's to the rest of what? The rest of all of Klal Yisrael. So to many people, wealth and materialism is important. But not for a person that's Omel B'Torah. So what I want to bring out is that Bez Yashem, you'll be smichi, you'll be rabbanim, be mechanchin, rabbanim. The ikar of that position is to say over. To say over the Torah. But the only way that you can do that, say over drushas and shiurim kaburis, if you're umble b'teir. Moshe asked me, I gave him the mourner's companion from Drukash, the tremendous sefer. But you can't just look at that sefer. It has to come after you look in the Gemaras and the Shulchan Aruch and the Gedol Rishon, Gedol Achrayim. And then you are what? You are entitled to say over. To give over. It's like a Navi. Bori Nivs of a sign. The Mishnah says in our Masech and Sanhedrin, if you suppress your Navu, you chayv misa. Because a Navi has to say over. We're not Navim, but we have to what? Say over. The Rav said, there's an Isser to hoard the Torah. You have to say over the Torah. That's what the Mishnah says in Amos. You have to be Mamid Taminim Harbe. Have a Masunim Bedin. Make sure you get the Masorah properly. Right? Vamidu Taminim Harbe. What is the other one? What's the other one that say in Amos? Have a Matunim Bedin. Taminim Harbe. Yasu Shiak LaTorah. Those are all part of the Masorah, but Taminim Harbe is. You can't say the Masilas Yesharim writes, Rav Preida taught a Talmud 400 times, the same piece of Gemara, then another year says 800 times. And then it says right afterwards, you lived a long life. What's the Gemara have in mind? Gemara has in mind that Hashem banked that time. To be able to say over the Torah is a schus. It's a tremendous thing. But the only way you can do that is if you engage in a meilus. Yagati matzati tamin. Gemara Megillah Vavam Beis. Guy says, I learned all the shas while I was sleeping on the beach. Right? Or I was sleeping on my couch. All right? I mean, on a beach where you're all by yourself, of course. That's for sure. But he slept on the couch all day, drinking iced tea, learned all the shots. He said, five minutes. I read the Mourner's Companion. That's not a mavis. You have got to matzati tamid. Need to have to shmaya, but you need ishtadlus. The Gemara says you need it. You have to work. That's what I heard from Rav Sachsley to once. He wanted to say there are 48 kinyanim in the Torah, 49 days in the Omer. It's off one. You want to say it's off one because you need the siyata nishmai. You need the siyata nishmai. You got a daven for siyata nishmai. But you have to work. That's what the notion of a meilus is all about. Have you a meilus b'teir? And that's why l'maisa. It's a little bit of a machleikus, it seems. But the Punovich Rav actually says that this parsha was addressed to the tzibur of Klal Yisrael. And Kisavos to individuals. That's why the Tzibur has a Nechama. You look at the end of the parsha here by the clause, there's a Nechama here in the Kukosai, there's no Nechama in Kisavos, because an individual could perish. God forbid. Klai Yisrael never will perish. That's why it's a Nechama by us. So I thought it's a little bit of machlis between Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, and Panovich Rav. Who's it being addressed to? Reb Chaim Kanievsky going with the Rashi. But what I want to just close with is, if you look in the clause, the word mikra appears. Mikra. What is mikra? You're casual. You're casual with the Amishra. It's not evident in your endeavors in life that Hashem is in your life. You're very casual. When I bench, I say a bracha, I'm fiddling with other things. I'm even looking at Svarim. When you say Asher Yatzar, you bench, come on. That's treating Hashem casually. That's the opposite of a melus. A melus means I'm focused, I'm concentrating. I roll my sleeves up. You can't be amal without a cognition. It doesn't happen automatically. A melus is with energy. It's the antithesis of mikra. That's what I want to close with. The tikkun for casual behavior to the Eibishter, which is later in the klalus, the refuah is right in the beginning with a melus. Because if you're an amal, as the Kabbalah Lashon says, learning Torah, you engage, you're close to Hashem, Hashem be a right sachadu, there'll never be any casual, and you're a vodas Hashem. Because everything you do is with a melus. Certainly the Talmud Torah, because Adam la'amal yula. People translate a man is born to work, but it really means man is born to learn in order to teach the Torah nation. And with that in mind, we can eradicate that mitzvah of being casual mikra to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, and then Hashem will give us the brachas that He has in our parsha and in the brachas in Kisavo to be able to what engage in davening and becoming closer and appreciating what it means to be a person that treats Torah not like fast food, but treats Torah as what Adam la'amal yulad. Okay, everyone have a good Shabbos, and we'll daven mincha. Continue on Sunday. So Sunday, Shir Bez Hashem, 11:30. So we'll finish this up. We go Viking. Bezrat Hashem. Okay?